Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.
As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
Now, today's devotional reflection. I was reading an article titled Letting Your Leaves Fall by Rachel Wojo. In her article, she writes, little yellow leaves from the front yard tree dance across the porch and driveway. As their bright green color fades, it seems they fall almost as quickly as they change. I love summer affectionately, and part of me longs to whisper to the tree, hold on a little longer. Come on, you got this. Think green. But graciously, the tree listens to its maker rather than my foolish whispers. In order to flourish in the new season, the tree must let go of its decayed leaves. They have performed well for the term, but their time has drawn to a close. Listening to our maker rather than the voices around us is not just critical, it's paramount. There are some impressive voices in our world, no doubt. We have celebrated experts, gurus, and leaders in various fields who are knowledgeable by the world's standards. But they all fall short according to God's glorious standard. There have been many seasons in my life where God has asked me to do something that natural reasoning made absolutely no sense. Yet once I followed through in obedience, it became clear why He was directing me in a change of path. This obedience to God's guidance is not just a choice. It's a necessity for our spiritual growth. According to the Acts of the Apostles, Dionysius was a member of the Areopagus in Athens, who converted to Christianity after hearing Paul the Apostle preach on Areopagus Hill. Dionysius, the equivalent of a U.S. Supreme Court justice, was deeply moved by Paul's explanation of the darkness that covered the land on the day Jesus died, which reminded him of a similar phenomenon he had witnessed in Egypt. His passion for the gospel was so intense that he boldly decided to abandon his family and judicial career to preach Christianity in public with two friends. This courageous act led him to become the first bishop of Athens, and he is venerated as a saint in the Catholic and Eastern Orthodox churches. He is the patron saint of Athens and Crotone, and is also considered the protector of judges in the judiciary. Today, the scriptures do not name the justices who served alongside Dionysius. Obviously, they were presented with the same choice as Dionysius at Areopagus Hill. They choose the voice of the world, hang on a little longer. Dionysius chose the voice of God through the preaching of Paul. Dionysius had dropped his life's work and obeyed the call of God. Because Dionysius chose to obey the prompting of God, not only do we remember his name nearly 2,000 years later, but many lives have come to Christ because of his obedience. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.